Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I'm all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. And you know, I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. First of all, anxiety bites. And I know it bites because I've been there. And second, let's take a bite out of anxiety. I believe lasting healing comes from making those small incremental changes. So we take things one bite at a time. So welcome, everybody. And for today's episode, I'm going to talk about how a simple food journal can help you overcome anxiety. This is where you start. I know I've been talking about making small changes one step at a time or one bite at a time. That's pretty much my motto. So today's episode will show you how you can do that. And a simple food journal is the perfect way for you to build a roadmap for yourself. It's your blueprint for making those changes because you can see exactly where you need to or you want to make those changes. And you're in charge because you decide which one is the most important or the most urgent or even the easiest. And that's where you start. Now, I'm here to guide you and coach you and educate you, but you're going to be taking charge of your anxiety. You're going to be empowered, right? Okay, so why a food journal? Well, have you tried a whole lot of ways to feel better, like supplements and maybe hypnosis and therapy and herbs or maybe something like yoga? I mean, I know I have. I've tried a lot of those things. And they're all really great ways to feel better, but sometimes they don't work. For example, a herbal supplement like valerian is a wonderful natural sleep aid if it works for you. But what if valerian or any other alternative hasn't helped? I mean, that could be frustrating when you're battling with anxiety because that can make you feel worse and hopeless. Maybe there's something you haven't really given much thought to, the connection between food and mood. So does it really make sense to avoid some of your favorite foods like gluten, bread, pasta, sugar, caffeine, alcohol? Well, if you're getting panic attacks out of the blue, ask yourself, are they really so unpredictable? You know, if one day you feel pretty good, but the next morning you wake up, and that's if you got any sleep, and you're feeling irritable and sensitive in the morning. Or maybe it's one of those days when dealing with people feels particularly painful due to social anxiety. So it may seem random, or maybe it's constant. Maybe that's just how you go through life. So what can we do about it? Well, if you've been following me on Facebook and listening to my podcast, right now you're probably ready to get started. You're ready to start making some changes. And this is how you do that. Here is how you get started. I always say, eat better, feel better. So let's check it out. Let's make that really work for you now. But first of all, let me just talk about some of the reasons to keep a food journal. Keeping a simple food journal will help you take the first step or the first bite. This is how you do it. A food journal is how you'll become more aware of your eating patterns and food choices and how they affect you both mentally and physically. A food journal can also show whether you're eating enough of each of the food groups you need to. If your food diary shows mainly carbohydrates like pizza and pasta and bread, well, then we can quickly see that you're not getting the proteins and the vitamins you need to heal anxiety. For example, your average bowl of pasta has 7 grams of protein. And if you're healing anxiety, you'll need about 25 grams of protein with each meal to make those brain chemicals. So we can quickly see by your food journal where you might be coming short and how we can fix it. Also, keeping a food journal will show you what foods you're lacking as far as getting vitamins, especially those important B vitamins. So you'll notice which foods you're not eating enough of and which foods maybe you're eating too much of, and maybe that's sugar or carbs. Another great benefit of food journaling is that it's going to show you exactly when and how you could be feeding or not feeding your anxiety and depression too. For example, if you wake up, skip breakfast, start your day with coffee, crave sugar, and then you feel panicky and anxious all day. Or maybe you go for a candy bar when you get to work because you know you're already in a bad mood and your job is just going to make your day worse. And that could be because you want that sugar hit to get that endorphin rush for dealing with stress. Now, another thing, if you eat standing up, then you're probably rushing and you could be eating more calories than if you sat down and took your time. Being in a rush usually means convenience foods, fast foods, processed foods, and a food journal will help you see how many times a week you really do have to resort to those quick convenience foods, and that's not healthy either. Another way a food journal helps you heal anxiety is it will give you a really clear picture of how food impacts you both mentally and physically. So are your moods and energy levels really random, or does eating the right foods improve your energy and your mood and even help any digestive problems? Now, does a big vegetable salad with a can of albacore tuna and avocado for lunch get you through the day and you're feeling great? Or does heating up a frozen processed meal make you feel kind of sluggish and grumpy and unmotivated? So put my words, eat better, feel better, to the test, right? And finally, a food journal helps you heal anxiety because it's a reality check. When you have anxiety and depression and panic issues, you may be using food to self-medicate, and that's why it's called comfort food. Or you may think you're being pretty careful with your diet, you're eating pretty well, but then when you food journal it, you might see you're falling short on the 4 to 5 cups of vegetables you need every day, or maybe you're not getting the 25 grams of protein you need with each meal, and you're not getting the amino acids, of course, to make those brain chemicals. And if social anxiety is a problem for you, your food journal can let you see if you're getting the vitamin B6 you need, which means, are you eating tuna or eggs or salmon or vegetables like carrots and sweet potatoes and peas and spinach? Do you get enough bananas and avocados? Those are great vitamin B6 foods. So a food journal is about seeing reality. And this is how you start to chip away at the roadblocks that are keeping you from healing anxiety and moving on with your life. So what are you eating? Let's get real. And if it's a bunch of junk, that's okay. There's no shame. So what if you do? So what if you eat a bunch of junk? Look at it this way. Keeping a food journal means you're willing to change that. So be proud of yourself. Even if you don't like what you see in your food journal, just the fact that you're keeping one is a really great start. The point of a food journal isn't to judge yourself or to feel guilty about anything you're eating. It's just to learn where you are. It's how you figure out what your first step will be. And that first step is how you start taking charge of healing your anxiety. So remember, there's no right or wrong, it just is. And you can message me if you want me to email you a food journal, or just use a notebook or even a pad of paper, because there's only 4 things you need to write down for each meal, because of course I like to keep it simple. So here's how simple it is. Write down 1, breakfast, what time, 2, what I ate, 3, how I felt, and 4, any notes for breakfast if you have a problem in the morning getting up, or you're running late, or you overslept, or you didn't sleep, write that down. And then snack, what time, 2, what I ate, 3, how I felt, and 4, notes. Maybe your note may be, I didn't eat a snack, or I ate 4 candy bars because I was feeling horrible. Same with lunch. 1, lunch, the time. 2, what I ate. 3, how I felt. And 4, notes. Did you eat standing up during your lunch break today? Did you feel rushed? Or did you get lunch on time? Then after that, it's snack. 1, what time? 2, what I ate. Number 3, how I felt. And number 4, notes. After that, of course, dinner. Number 1, what time? Number 2, what I ate. Number 3, how I felt. And number 4, notes. And that could be anything from you're feeling good if you happen to eat breakfast that day or you had a real healthy dinner. Your note could be, I feel great, hopefully. And then after that is a snack. What time? Number 2, what I ate. Number 3, how I felt. And number 4, notes. And that's it. I know it sounds simple, but don't be surprised if it feels difficult for you or you resist writing things down. That's normal. Change isn't always easy, so do what you can. Take it one small bite at a time. So how could you make this food journaling thing really work for you? I have some tips. When you're doing a 5-day food journal, include at least one weekend in your journal, whatever day that weekend may be for you. And don't change your eating habits while keeping your food journal. Tell the truth, because this is for you. No one is judging you. And the purpose of the food journal, of course, is not for you to judge yourself either. It's best if you record your eating as you go, rather than relying on your memory. You can use a simple app on your phone or do it the old-fashioned way with a small notebook. And write down any beverages you have every day, especially if it's juice, coffee, energy drinks, soda, and of course water. Write that down too. And for the how I felt part, write down your feelings either before or after eating. For example, were you bored or angry when you ate? Did you feel revved up after a sugary snack? Or did you have something that upset your stomach? This is a good way to detect any food sensitivities too, especially gluten. Some of the symptoms of gluten sensitivity include depression, anxiety, hypoglycemia, fatigue and weakness, brain fog, and vitamin and mineral deficiencies that also contribute to those symptoms too. So this is how you can start to notice how your emotions impact your eating, or if your eating impacts your emotions. With a food journal, you can see if you've experienced any increased anxiety or depression after really heavy carb days, if you eat a lot of pizza and pasta, or if you wake up irritable the next day, if you eat a lot of sugar or drink a lot of coffee or skip meals. And if you had a stressful day and that caused you to miss a meal, did you crave more sugar? Make note of that. I'd be happy to go over your food journal with you. And if so, we can talk about things like what challenges you faced. Did you have trouble with portion size, eating on time, eating enough, or eating too much? So after the 5 days, when you look over your 5-day food journal, you can start to notice any unhealthy patterns like skipping meals or resorting to eating junk after a bad day or when you're not hungry. You could see if you're using food to self-medicate, especially when you're anxious or angry or stressed. And you could see if you're craving certain foods like sugar and caffeine, which of course they're very addictive, and they also deplete your vitamins and minerals, so you create a really unhealthy cycle. But also, let's look at the positive side of this, the healing side. Did you notice any positive effects, like feeling more confident when you're taking a realistic look at your food choices? Do you feel empowered to see where you can start making healthier choices? You may like how you felt on Monday when you had a cheese omelet for breakfast, and not like how you felt on Wednesday when you grabbed a donut. And after a few days, if you're feeling motivated, you might be inspired to start making changes the following day. So that's pretty cool, huh? So that's it. That's how a food diary can help you start taking those first steps to healing your anxiety using food and nutrition. So the problem we talked about, how to take that first step, and where to take that first bite. The solution, using a food diary to decide where you want to start with your healing. And the benefit, less anxiety, less panic, less depression, feeling empowered, and having that roadmap to your own personal healing. Of course, the next question, how soon before you see results? You can see an improvement as soon as the first day because you're empowering yourself. You've already taken the first step, and that's huge. So feel good about that. You can feel good right now. You're listening to the podcast. But after keeping your food journal for 5 days, you'll really start feeling better as soon as you start implementing those first changes. If on Monday you skip breakfast and Tuesday you eat something healthy, you'll feel the change immediately. So that's it. Be sure to message me for my simple 5-day food journal, and I'll be glad to send you a copy. I hope you liked today's episode. I appreciate you being here with me. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks feel like, and I know what you're going through. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help, because we can fix this. And we fix this by eating really yummy food. How great is that? Eat better, feel better, get your food journal going, and put anxiety behind you. I just want to add that if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop or make any changes unless you talk to your doctor or your primary caregiver. Because remember, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm not able to diagnose anything or offer any treatment. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer support and education. So if you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. If you want to know more about me and what I do, visit my website, bellaholisticnutrition.com, and remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon, and until next time, take care.